Okay, let's get started with Parshas Bishalach, Tavshin Pehei. Just scheduling note, the next three Wednesdays, I'm going to be traveling. I really hope to get at least two, the first Yisroel Mishpatim up at some point, Bishalach Yom V'lo Laila, to get them up. Truma, I don't think I'm going to have any time, but hopefully Yisroel Mishpatim will be up at some point earlier in the each of the weeks. Okay, let us get into Bishalach. So, Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, but we'll start with the beginning. So, the beginning of Bishalach, the first pasuk. First pasuk tells us here in Perek Yud Gimel, Vahi Bishalach Paro Asa'am, when Paro sent out the Am, Velo Nachem Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim, and he did not lead them, Derech Eretz Plishtim, the way of the Plishtim's land, Ki Karovu. Because it's close. It was close. Ki amar Elokim, because Hashem said, Hashem knows everything before it happens. What does this mean? Okay, but putting it into our terms, Hashem said, lest the Am be scared and return and want to return to Mitzrayim. So why didn't Hashem take them, Derech Eretz Plishtim, straight in? Because he was nervous that we would, you know, see battle and want to go back. So there's an implicit question that the Rishonim ask, and that is, were we supposed to go straight into Eretz Yisrael right now? We were supposed to go back straight to Israel? He didn't lead us straight, Derech Eretz Plishtim, Ki Karovu, Ki Amar Elokim. No. Is there a different reason why we didn't go straight in? How about Maamar Har Sinai? Getting the Torah? So what is the Pasuk telling us? Right? We were supposed to, he didn't lead us straight into Eretz Yisrael because of the fear that something would, we would be scared. No! Because he wanted to take us to Har Sinai. Isn't that the reason? Says the Sfarno. Says the Sfarno right here in source number one. Afalpi always means implicit question. Afalpi shakavana ha'eloki taita laholech es Yisrael la Har Sinai. Even though the kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really to take them to Har Sinai, after all, what did he tell Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh? He said, right, and this will be the sign, Tavdun es Elokim al Har Hazeh, they're going to come back to this mountain, right, the Sneh was on Har Sinai. Ba'amro v'lakachti eschem li la'am, v'heveisi eschem al ha'aretz, right, in the beginning of Ve'era, v'heveisi eschem al v'lakachti eschem li la'am, that's first. Ma'amen Har Sinai, getting the Torah, and then v'heveisi eschem al ha'aretz, mikom akom still, hakavana atah, but the kavana right now was Yamsuf. Hashem wanted to take them to the Yamsuf. That was the kavana Elokit. Not focused on Har Sinai. But on, or on Eretz Yisrael, but on Yamsuf. Which is where the Yamsuf was not the, on the way to either of these. To Har Sinai or to Eretz Yisrael. Vizeh, why? Why do we have to go to Kriyas Yam? Why do we have to go to Yamsuf? For Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem needed that final Makib Patish for Emuna. The Yaminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo only happened then. So that's where, says the Sfarno, Hashem wanted to take us. This is part of the Geula process, just like all 10 Makis were to lead the Mitzriyim and Bnei Yisrael. Ladatki Ani Hashem, Kein Kamoni B'Chol Ha'aretz, all the different Lashonos that we have after the Makos. But this was another stage. Zelat b'yasham es paro v'chelu, to drown Paro and his army. Al derech u'mashachti elecha al nachal kish and Sisra. Like we say in the Haftorah, right, where Hashem led Sisra and his army to Nachal Kishon and the water was boiling water, to drown them there. Hashem wanted to lead. As we know, he left Baal Tzifon, he got them, made them appear to be lost, to lure Paro to the Yamsuf. So that was the kavana. That's the goal. The goal was to the Yamsuf. So now read the pasuk. B'shalach Paro Asa'am, Hashem didn't lead them the way that would have been straight to Yamsuf. Haderech Hayashav Akatzol Alechas Mimitzrayim LiYamsuf Hayderech Eretz Plishtim. The way that would have gone straight to Yamsuf was Derech Eretz Plishtim. That path. Amar. And again, we don't know exactly. You know, we know Eretz Plishtim later on. What was the Eretz Plishtim? But this is Derech Eretz Plishtim, the road towards Eretz Plishtim. So says the Sfarno, the fastest way to get from Mitzrayim to Yamsuf was Derech Eretz Plishtim. And that's why he didn't lead him there, because of that. Amar Shalkel Yisbarak Lo Ratzal An Chosam Boso Aderach. Hashem didn't want to take them on that path, Ki Karofu. Because that was close. What does close mean? Bibre Shahaya Oso Aderach V'Sofo Karov L'Mitzrayim. That was a main thoroughfare. And that was not far. The Yirbu Ovre Derech Sham. Many travelers. Umagide Misham L'Mitzrayim U'Mitzrayim L'Sham. Back and forth. All the frequent flyers, the frequent camel drivers, right, were on that path. And if Bnei Yisrael are on that path, all of a sudden they'll be traveling. You know what they'll hear? Oh, you hear Paro's getting ready to follow you. Paro's getting ready to chase you. Oh, you know what? Let's just go back. We don't want him to capture us, that things are just going to be worse for us. Let's just go back and suffer the consequences. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want. That's why Hashem took them on the road less traveled. Kadosh Baruch Hu took them on a path that did not have too many travelers, so we're not going to hear anything. Right? There was no news to hear. Derech Hamidbar Yamsuf, Sheyelchu Yamsuf Derech Hamidbar, go through the desert. Ki ba'oso aderech lo yavoa magidim Mitzrayim. Because on that path, the magidim wouldn't come. V'lo yadu, lo yedu. Buradifas Paro, actually, he goes on. And they won't know about Paro until he was there. Okay. And when he was there, you don't have to like have the anxiety beforehand. Kamro, Vayisu Bereso said to him, Behine. Bereso lifted up their eyes and look who's here. Who they didn't know beforehand. They didn't hear anything because they weren't on the main path. And when Paro met them at the Yamsuf, there was no, you know what? Okay, let's go back. No, that wasn't a choice anymore. Kilo yikavlein paro v'chelo. Hashem, Paro wouldn't accept them. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael were led this path by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chamushim alu, he just adds, v'kol zeh hutzrach la'asot, avishayi b'zunayim. Even though they had weapons, ki imko klei zeinam lo hayalem omitz lev li'lachim b'mitzrayim alihi malet. But they wouldn't have been able to fight. Wait, we discussed that years ago. The Eben Ezra writes it on this week's parsha. Bnei Yisrael, you would think, by Amalek, by Bnei Yisrael, why didn't they just turn around and fight Mitzrayim? There were 2 million people. They couldn't. Because of the slave mentality that they had. They were the Avadim and they were the Adonim. That's what the state that they were in. They wouldn't have been able to fight. They wouldn't have been able to go back even with their weapons. So that's the Svarno. Gives us a totally different insight into the first Pasuk that Hashem wanted to take them to Yamsuf. That was the next stage. That was the next step in the Geula process. He wouldn't want to take them to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe he would have, right, Chazal say 11 days, but after Kriyas Yamsuf. I didn't want to, it wasn't straight to Har Sinai. Yamsuf was the goal, and Hashem took them Derech HaMidbar so that there would be less travelers, and they wouldn't know about what's going on back in Mitzrayim. Okay. Moving right along to something I think we did more than 10 years ago, but it's something that we have to review. So Paro says he hears that they are lost, at least according to his view. Pasuk Beis, Yudal Beis. Dabar al Bnei Yisrael v'yashuvu v'yachanu l'fnei piachiros bein migdol v'ein ayom l'fnei Baal Tzifon. Let them encamp in front of Baal Tzifon. Yomar Paro, and immediately Amar Paro l'Bnei Yisrael. Paro said about Bnei Yisrael, nevuchim heim ba'aretz sagar alehem amidbar. They're lost. They're lost. V'chizyachtias le'paro v'radaf acharehem. Hashem says this to Moshe. This is what Paro is going to feel. What did we do? What a mistake we made. What did we do? And all the Achronim ask, what did we do? I mean, what kind of long-term memory loss did they have? This is even short-term memory loss. No, this was less than a week, right? 3 days. 3 days, and they, Makas Bechoros doesn't ring a bell. Paro lost his own son. Every house in Mitzrayim was sitting Shiva, so to speak. What do we do? Like how'd they forget? L'chara tamua ma'od, says Rabbi Yaakov, source 2. V'chi shachu kfaris ha-makos, ad she-temeyim heim v'toim ma'zos asinu? They sent them out. Remember, you want to say Paro, but all the Mitzrayim, they were able to be convinced. Follow, lo bertzonim shalchus b'nei Yisrael, ki me'achar asar amak, 10 makas. Two pshatim. I think the first one we did more than 10 years ago, and the second one I don't think we did. So first one. Kan gilsal lanu haTorah, line 6. Ad kama koach haratzon mate eseichel hayasha. This is what the Torah teaches us when somebody has a greedy ambition to conquer, to amass. This is how we could have a subjective, our greed could take a reality and make us reinterpret it to whatever we want to fit our needs. Ad she'efshar l'shkoach ma'sharoa be'inav l'fishfei v'asyamin. You could forget what happened. V'gam mises ben ha'bechor. Your firstborn died. V'chol churban ha'aretz. Your land was destroyed. Your economy was kaput. Ha'terem teidak yavda Mitzrayim. Right? They all told Paro, what are you doing? And nothing? Doesn't ring a bell? V'im yesh rak pesach katan v'tzar. Litos bo. If there's just a little 0.001% of something to explain, yavah ha'aretzon v'yatez ha'secha. Right, the Ratzon could come and it's not objective. Right, Rachmana Litzlan, how is it that such a large percentage, a tremendous percentage of the world, of the countries, of the UN, whatever you want to call it, are so anti-Jewish, anti-Israel? Right, just think objectively. Learn a little history. You know. Haratzon liyata es aseichel. Right, there's a implicit internal, bias. And Pyro had a bias. Follow achar asara makos halalu. Shekvar nochach ladas. After the 10 makos. Ki Hashem hu baal hayecholes hu mashgiach v'shofe. Which proved that Hashem is the baal yecholes. He's omnipotent. Mashgiach v'shofe. The ataro. And what happens? They know he's... And then they see there's one idol that's still standing. One. Hashem left one idol. Baal Tzafon. Standing, and Bnei Israel encamped near Baal Tzafon. V'yata roehu ki Baal Tzafon nishar mikol Elohei Mitzrayim. V'to'ehu ki hu shesagar alemei mibrar. Ah! Baal Tzafon, he's my man. He's my God. He is confusing them. He's putting a stop to it. V'alo roehu es amud anan. He sees the amud anan and amud ish. He sees the fire. He sees the cloud. Nothing. Baal Tzafon. Ki Hashem olech lifnehem. He sees, they see the Ana, even when they got there, they didn't see it, then they see the cloud coming back, and they shoot arrows, and the arrows bounce back out of the cloud. Doesn't tell them anything. V'yafalpikin lo yira v'lo yechas. Nothing. Not scared. V'yacharkach shero ha'ram misbaka. And when they see the yam split, or every step of the way should have shocked them. And when they see the yam split, ha'yelo lachzol achorah, they just said, okay, forget it. Hashem's not on our side. Hallo roehu bechush, ki shaloka derech hatevahu. This is not normal, natural. And yet, nothing. Afal pikein uholech achareyem biyam, tachas kir hanatui shalmayim, haomdim b'neis. He goes into the water, he sees the miraculous rasa, shivcha layama shalaroi yecheskel ben buzi. He had that Pesach, right? Why? What does the Pesach say? There was a wind. The wind. There was an easterly wind. And then the Yamsuf split. That was that little 0.00%. 0.01. Ki alo menashe v'ruach kadim. Ubevadei haruach asakein. Oh, the wind. Very strong wind today. V'zeo rak meretzono lishtabit b'shishim ribo avadim. Because of his desire to get back his avadim and to make sure that they don't run away again. Shot number one. Yes. Ratzon mate eseichel hayasher. And we, in our own lives, we have to recognize that our ratzon is mate. We can give all the excuses in the book for ourselves about not doing what we're supposed to be doing and not, you know, using our all of our time properly and then not putting our money where it's supposed to be. All of them, but ratzon mate is seichel yasher. Number one. Number two, second idea. Second idea, very, a unique pshat, as we'll see from Rav Yaakov. And he answers a question that maybe some had. And that is, remember, originally, when Paro is approached by Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, tell Paro, we want to go for 3 days. 3 days. That was the original request. I want to go for 3 days to give karbanos. And Paro refused. Was that a lie? Was that a lie just to try to, you know, ask for a little bit? And then says Rabbi Yaakov, that was not a lie. That was not a lie. Look what he says. Top left. It was 3 days. That's what it was. Lamidbar lizboach Lashem, to give karbanos. Why? Why did Hashem say that? Well, Hashem already told Avraham 400 years. And it was only 210. Or 209 before the Makkos. So what am I going to do? I already promised 400 years. Be'er Zolam, Bris Ben Abasarim. So Hashem couldn't take him out yet. That's why, but he saw that if he doesn't do anything, they're just going to sink and wallow into the Memtesh Shari Tuma, and they're never going to get out. So Hashem had to give them basically a three-day spiritual retreat in order to pump them up and strengthen their neshamas so they could go back for another 190 years and then be able to go out. Because if he wouldn't give them anything right now, they wouldn't make it. They wouldn't make it. Rabbi Yaakov, just parenthetically, Rabbi Yaakov says the same idea with Bayesheni. Bayesheni? Why'd they bring him back? Bayesheni, it was, maybe it could have been, but Hashem needed them to come back because if we wouldn't have Bayesheni, was a hakdamah to Bayeshlishi. We needed some chizuk in order to be able to continue with the galus afterwards. So he says, Shabam es mitchila, ratzak adesh barachol Yisrael, she yitzarak shloshi yamim, lemidbar lesbach Lashem, they will become strong. And they go back to Egypt. To go back and finish off the 400 years. But Paro refused. Paro didn't give Hashem a choice. So Hashem says, well, I can't leave them as it is. What's my other choice? Make the work harder to have the quality of 400 years. That was the other option. But once that option occurred, Paro, your choice of 3 days is no longer. That's why Hashem had to worsen and intensify the shibud. To take him out, as he wrote earlier. Again, I'm not going to, should I give that to you? Yes. Go to source number 3 for a minute, and then we'll come back to source number 2. Right, this is the 3 days. This is earlier, back in Shmos. L'chora davar matmiya, sheyavo Moshe v'idaber v'shem Hashem ashalo ala al-daito. Was it all a lie? Hare chosam Moshe l'kadosh baruch hu emes. Hashem's signet is truth. And that's what he says. V'anir ali b'bir aksuvim, v'gam b'chtei shenovin atam asher sholach Hashem es Moshe l'daber al-paro, v'ashora la'am, why did it get worse? Why did it get worse? Well, once the gula is happening, let it just get lighter. Hashem would not do something unjustly, unfairly. Moshe, go get them. Go tell them. Hashem told them 400, sold Avraham 400 years. 210. 210 and then 190. B'di'evet, we said, oh, it's 400 years from Leidas Yitzchak. But that wasn't the original plan, says Rabbi Yaakov. V'kasu ha-kadmonim she'hechrech lizdaris haya. And the kadmonim say, it's nowhere in Shas, nowhere in Chazal. It's kadmonim, it's the Arizal, this whole idea of Memtesh Shari Tuma. She'el malei kein hayu mushtakim b'mitzrayim la'olam, they would never get out. When there was 209, Hashem says, okay, let's go out for a special 3-day conference. Hashem wants them to go out for a short time. They would give them classes in Emuna and dealing with Yisurin and all Varei Shavim, and then we go back. Lemitzrayim, Amanash Shtabid. Then they go back for the next 191. They'd go back and they'd be able to do it. Avu Mikivan Shaparo Lo Nasanam. Since Paro didn't let them, Ma'itzrichem La Anosam B'Meshach Hazmanah Katzar. That's why they had to intensify the Shibud. Shal Shisha Chadashim Inish Kuf Tzadi Aleph. 6 months, the quality of 191 years. of Shibud. Right? That's what was the plan. So now back to our parsha, back to source number two. So the Mitzrayim, maybe they knew this, but they didn't want to give them the 3 days. So now though, what on their way out? So now they see them running away for after 3 days. So now they're like, wait a minute. I don't know it's going to be that long. Well, if he's in there, Lomar, line 10. Shamitzriyim dimu kimikima shamakeyu Hashem mistama ino makbed ala shibud elamishum shemana mila says lamid barla avdo. Hashem must be upset that we didn't listen to him. And then for the 3 days. Vizeo ikir kpeda. And that's the ikir kpeda. Right? What does Paro say? Kumutsu mitochami. Ivdu as Hashem kedaberchem. So Rashi gives one shot. But maybe Paro, maybe it's a double entendre. Paro thought, kedaberchem, like you said, 3 days. 3 days. But that's what got him to go. He's like, wait a minute. They didn't do what they said they were going to do. The answer is because that option is not open anymore. You know, it's not on the table anymore. Sometimes you have options on the table, but you don't take it. So conditions change. So that's what happened. Okay. So to Pshatim, Rabbi Yaakov, how is it that they forgot so quickly? Number one, that's what ambition and greed do to Seichel HaYashar. Or number two, they thought, Paro thought that, you know, he misunderstood. It was going to be 3 days. And what happened? And that's what drove him. Okay. Moving right along to a question that many Achronim ask. The Rishonim don't really ask this. And that is, they're at Mitzrayim, one of the most amazing statements by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this whole story. But the Pasuk says, Perek Yudalad Pasuk Yud, as we get closer to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim Noseh Achareihem, they lifted up their eyes, they see Mitzrayim. Vayiru Ma'o, they're very scared. Vayitzaku B'nei Yisrael L'Hashem, they cry. Vayomer El Moshe, also, some of Farshim say there are different groups of Jews talking. One group davens, one group complains. Aren't there enough graves? Hamibli ain't kavar ba mitzrayim lakadon al tonal mislav midbar. Why'd you take us out? We said we didn't want to leave. Moshe says, don't worry. And then Shlishi, Ayomer Hashem el Moshe, ma titzak elai, daberel bnei Yisrael v'yisau. What are you crying to me for? Go, just go. The Arachayim HaKadosh, which we're not reviewing this year, asks, this year we'll see from Rav Yeruchim, what does Hashem mean? Why are you davening? And what else does a Jew do? Be'ei Sara. Ma titzak elai? Why are you screaming at me? What else should we do? The Arachayim's question is, what else does a Jew do during an Esara? Right? What does it mean? Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. So the Arachayim gives one shot. But Rav Yeruchim in source 4, it's source 4 and 5. You know, it's basically the same idea, but he has it twice. He has two maduras. So in source 4, says Rashi. First, Rav Yeruchim quotes Rashi. Ein lahem el alisa. Just go. She'ein hayam omeid bifnehem. The yam is not going to stand in front of them. Tell them to go, and the yam's going to move. Kedai zchus avosehem. It's worthy. It's enough. The schus of their forefathers, v'heim, v'emuna she'eminu bi, and the emuna, v'yatzu l'grol hamaya. What's Rashi telling us? Tell them to go. The yam is not an issue here. Well, read the whole pasuk. Don't daven, just go. The yam's not an issue. L'amadnu mikan al yisod gadol, says Rav Yerucham Das Torah. Kisod ha'tfilu hu rak b'mahalech ha'teva. Tfila is within a world, like we know it, of nature. Within the Olam HaTeva, Hashem created that, the concept and the mechanism of Tfila. We daven, Hashem gives us bracha. Things happen because of Tfila. Kedematzino Amram. Remember Rashi quotes this in Brachos. V'adam ayin l'avodas adama. The grass grew, but the grass stood at the edge of the ground. It didn't grow up until Adam came along and davened. Move Hashem Barashi, my time below him tier. Levisha Adam, Ayin, Lavodas Adam. It didn't rain yet because there was no land. Adam didn't work the land. Vein Makir, but Tovasa Shakshamim. Kshba Adam, Vyad Hashem, Sorach Lo, Olam, Ispala Alayim. Kshamim Ba'olam Ateva. Belik Shamim Alo Ein Kol Tzemach. Rain is part of the natural world. Nothing grows without rain. Ula Zeba Inyan HaTfila. Tfila goes up, brings down the rain. Shekein Hochkaka. Kol habriya me ikir yitzirasa. Right? That's part of the Yetzirah, is that things in nature only happen through tefillah. Shakol ha-pesach ha-karka yamod, v'lo yitzbach lo yinatin klum, ad she-yavo adam. Tefillah is within the world of teva, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us bracha. Line 12. V'kol zeh dafka ba'olam ha-teva. Ava ba'olam shel lamala min ha-teva. But in the world of lamala min ha-teva, muvan pashut. Ki sham lo shayach inyin ha-tefillah. There's no idea of tefillah in the world of Nes, where Hashem's, there's no cause and effect. Tefillah is a cause to bring an effect. But in the world of miracles, me'al hateva, so tefillah is not appropriate. Kisham ain't called ikuvim, ain't called tzarach mitfilah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Moshe, right now we're in miracle land. And therefore, just go. Just go. With the emuna, maybe emuna is appropriate by Nisan, but not tefillah. Who Hashem Malach Hashem Baruch Hu Matitzaki Lai She'ina Yama Weivivim. Right, this relates to the sugya that's spoken about Hanukkah time. Are you allowed to daven for miracles? So according to this thought of Yerucham, is kind of mixing up worlds. Tefillah is within the Olam Ateva. Neis Hakadosh Baruch Hu operates with miracles, and that's his domain. Gila LaMoshe Social Klal Yisrael. So that's what Rashi is saying. Moshe, what are you davening for? The yam's not going to stay there. The yam's going to split. Kiim kulam ba'olam shalamala menateva. Bifneim lo yamot hayam, bilamala menateva, ein kol mitzius shal yam, ein klali kuvim, ein kol tzorach letfila. The same idea Rav Yochum says, just in a little different version, but he adds one other ha'ara here, which I wanted to bring out. In source number five, where he says again, the same thing, line 7, ein lam tzorach letfila, Lo shayach kan inyan tefillah, ki b'midah zu. He continues, with this midah, we're going to go now back in time and future. Ki b'midah zu, hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh levado v'einu to acher. Because in the world of miracle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by himself. U'kmo b'tchilas habriya, ba hakol adei HaKadosh Baruch Hu levado, v'lo haya ito lo malach v'lo shum acher. Right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no tefillah. So that's Hakol. Hashem made everything through his Ratzon. We daven to try to, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon within the natural world. But Kriyas Yamsuf was basically going back to a Maisa Bereishis state. Came by Kriyas Yamsuf, lo hayashach inyan shel tefila, ki gavoa mi'al gavoa adon. B'tei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim, mi'lefnei adon chuli aretz, v'chulu. That's the Das Torah. Matitzak Eli, Hashem was telling Moshe, not that I don't want your tefillah, but right now we're in a different realm. We're in the realm of the miraculous, open miracles, like Kriyas Yamsuf, so this is my domain. I'll take care of it. You just do what you have to do. You just walk. You just walk, and in that way, we could then work together. So we continue, and we have Kriyas Yamsuf, and then we have the finishing up the Kriyas Yamsuf when the Yam goes back. Vayashavam lefnos bokar leisano. The Yam goes back after Moshe raised his hands. Umitzrayim nasim lekarso. Vayinayir Hashem es Mitzrayim betoch hayam. Hashem shook them up like a pot. Vayeshuvu amayim and they covered all of them. Vayisrael lechub bayavasham betoch hayam. Vayisrael walked on dry land. Vayosh Hashem bayamahuba yes Yisrael bayamitzrayim. Hashem saved them. Vayayisrael seyad hagdola. Vayirah mes Hashem. V'yaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avda. They reach the high level of emuna. V'yaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avda. Ultimate emuna. Ultimate emuna is when we're totally zoned in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's nothing more. Right? There is a Gemara that talks about this ultimate state, and I gave it to you from the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Ivalajan quotes this Gemara and then explains it. Story, Uvda dehi itza, da avis ko mahadra le mishkal afra mituta kari de Rabbi Chanina. There was like a magician, a witch, that was trying to take dirt from under Rabbi Chanina. Amar la shkuli, lo mesayam elsa. He says, you can do what you want, you can take dirt. Ein od milvado, ksiv. He says, you can take dirt and try whatever you want. Ein od milvado. There's no one like him. And then Gemara says, lo menikras rank shafim shemachshishin pamlai shamala. What do you mean, Eino Movado? She's about to do magic. Answer, Shani Rabbi Chanina, don't have his chusay. Rabbi Chanina won't affect him. What's exactly going on? What's with Eino Movado? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, if a person can reach the level of Ein Od Milvado, of recognizing there's nothing in the world that happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's willing it, and they're in that zone, they're in that, then nothing else. They'll just have this aura and protection. Rabbi Chanina, one of the great Tanoim, you know, he had that, he was in that state. It wasn't that he himself felt that he was on a higher level. But the Indian is as follows. He believed with every fiber of his being that nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mikivan shebe'emes ein b'kochos ha-merkava temeya shum koach me'atzmam chalila. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bilto yisbarachim efes v'tohu. Without Hashem, there's nothing. Wachin gam Rabbi Chanina lo shebatach hazchus kedushas taraso. It wasn't that he relied and was, thinking about his own zechuyos. Raksha yada v'shir benafsho. No, but he had this emuna that is unfathomable to even think about. And says in Nefesh HaChaim, this is a tremendous skula to have this type of emuna. And we see in Chazal, remember, right, the letters are flying up, he doesn't feel the pain. Rabbi Akiva, I've waited for this moment under such dire situations. They are eno milvado. They're in their own worlds. Ube'emes, says Reb Chaim Yivalazhin, who inyan gadol v'skula nifla, lahaser ulevatel me'alav kol dinim u'retonos achirim, to nullify all those around, shelo yuchlo lishlobo, that they won't be able to control me, v'lo yaseh shemro shemcha, they won't be able to affect me, k'shadam koveya b'libo lemar, Hashem hu elokim amiti, ein o milvado yizbarach, Shum koach b'olam. There's no other koach in the world. Again, does this mean, Rachman al-Islam, what about that Saru Gemalchus? They were all Eino Milvado and they were killed. It means that the state that they were in, there's some type of shield that even if physically they might have been gotten to, but there's a power to be in the Eino Milvado state. And he says maybe that's what the Mishnah even means in Rosh Hashanah at the bottom. Remember where the Pasuk says, by explaining the Nachash, Nachasha, Nachoshes, that is, was meant as a plague, but then the Nachash was the savior. If the Bnei Yisrael are focused heavenward, then nothing could affect. We have to be in that zone. And as a people, we will survive and we will succeed and we will accomplish a lot. Ein od milvado. There are stories, which we're not going to go into now. Ein od milvado stories. Okay, we continue. Micha Mocha. So, a little bit about the Oz Yashir. Micha Mocha Be'elam Hashem. Who is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Micha Mocha. Double phrase. No Rasihilos. Again, you have to go through the Rashi slowly on Oz Yashir. No Rasihilos. No Ra. I mean, Oa Tihilos to start praising you. I'm never going to finish. Right? Those two words, No Tihilos. That's that story in Brachas and in Megillah about the chazan in Rabbi Chanina's shul that added all the adjectives. See, I'm tinukul l'shivchei demarech. He can't finish. That's Rashi. Anora tehilos. Rashi anora tehilos yarui, I think he says. Right? Anora tehilos, osefela. Again, I'm not gonna find it now, but that's also on this pasuk. But the pasuk that we're gonna focus is on Micha Mocha Bo'elim Hashem. Surah Salvechik in Surah 7 quotes on Bo'elim. That Chazal and Gittin, Daf Nun Vav, say Ba'elim is Ba'ilmim. Who is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu amongst the mute? Micha Mocha Ba'elim. Micha, who is like you? Ba'ilmim, Ba'almim. In the mute. What does that mean? Hashem makes himself quiet and stands on the side and doesn't always act, even though he's Kaviyachol stepped on and insulted. And his will is not done. But Hashem makes himself an elaim, a mute. This movement towards silence is also reflected in God's attribute of Erech HaPayim, right? The slow to anger. Despite man's actions that should provoke an angry response, Hashem is long-suffering with silent acceptance of our foibles. Based on, then he says, based on imitati odei v'alachta b'drachav, we need to do this as well. Right, the first parak in Perkei Avos, shelo matzasi guf tov ela hashtika. Sometimes we just got to close our mouth. Sometimes we got to be mute to others for sure, but even to life itself. As Rav Soloveitchik writes elsewhere, and here too, a Jew must accustom himself to the idea that not all questions have answers. Not all questions have answers. This is a general rule in Talmudic pedagogy. The scholar who feels an imperative to resolve all difficulties is in fact not a scholar at all. If you can't move on, you'll be stuck on Akasha for 10 years and you won't be able to do anything else? No. The sons of Rabbi Akiva Eiger would recount that their father was never pained by a question nor gladdened by an answer. He was not bothered when confronted by a difficult question and at the appropriate time didn't hesitate to say, this question requires more thought. Hashem Ya'ir Einai. He was just, it was equal. I'm just studying Torah. He was besimcha that he was studying Torah, but he wasn't more happy when he had an answer than we had when we had a question. Again, this is tekus in life. We don't always have all the answers, right? Somebody once asked the Rebbe, a bomb kasha that unanswerable on Tosfos on the Gemara. So the Rebbe says, look at the next daf, Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil, whatever, and he looks at it and has nothing to do with what they were talking about. He says, I don't understand. What do you mean? He went back to his Rebbe. He's like, I know what you mean. Like, the Tosfos has nothing to do with us. He says, how did the previous Tosfos end? I don't know. Where does it end? The Tzarach Ian. Yeah. And now this Tosfos had a Tzarach Ian, and then he read to the next Tosfos. Sometimes we have Tzarach Ian. Sometimes we have a good Kasha. But you know what? We move on. Doesn't mean that we could sit and think about it, but it also means we have to go ahead in life too. When we have kashas that can't paralyze us. When a difficult question is posed in the Gemara, the response sometimes is teku. The answer is unknown. Yet if God gave us the oral law, shouldn't it encompass all answers? How can there be a teku? Torah Shema Peh, we should have all the answers. Hashem gave us the way to answer all questions. How could the Gemara be so inconclusive? My father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, whose yard site was this week, Gimel Shvat. My father asked this question and he answered that the Gemara's teku must reflect the unresolved questions within every individual. If a Jew never has to say teku, if all life questions are answered, he is nothing more than a fool. At the same time, the ability to say teku should not change one's guiding principles or stymie further study. Take note of the difficulty and move on. Unanswerable, unexplained tragedies have likewise accompanied the Jew in his long history. But we move on, and that's being like God. Rav Soloveitchik was very fond of expanding. V'alachta b'drachav, Chazal only have a very limited context. Mahu chanun, mahu rachum, and then the four actions in Maseches Sota. Mahu mevaker cholim, biker, machnis orchim, malbish arumim, kover mesim. But the Rav Soloveitchik expanded the mahu afata. Just like he's creative, so do you have to be creative. Just like Hashem sometimes is mute and hidden, and doesn't act, so too we have to do that as well, says Rav Soloveitchik in this piece. Okay, moving right along, maybe to a thought that seems obvious, but I think it's significant to make note of, even if it's obvious. Let's go to Perek Tazayin. Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Yud. So what happens at Moshe and Aaron tell Bnei Yisrael that you're gonna have the man, you're gonna have basar lecho, v'lechem b'bakar l'spoa, v'yira Moshe el Aaron. Pasuk tes. Moshe says to Aaron, emor el kol adas Bnei Yisrael kivu l'fnei Hashem, tell all adas Bnei Yisrael to gather close. Kisham masulun osechem, because Hashem has heard your complaints. So Moshe tells Aaron, go tell Bnei Yisrael to gather around. Vayihi kedaber Aaron al kol adas Bnei Yisrael. When Aaron spoke to all Bnei Yisrael, vayifnu el amidbar, they turned to the midbar, v'nikvod Hashem ne'ra be'anan. The cloud of Hashem came down. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, through the cloud, shamati esunu b'Yisrael, I heard them, v'chulu. Ask the Meshech Chachma. Again, the psukim are going to flow smoothly right after this pshat. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why didn't Moshe tell Aaron to gather all the Jews at this point? Why didn't he just do it himself? Right? All the Jews had to gather, and then the cloud was going to come down. Hashem was going to give Moshe instructions about the slav and the mun. So why did Hashem tell Aaron to do it? And then it's kind of like you get the impression, Pasuk Tes, Moshe tells Aaron to go speak to Bnei Israel, and then Pasuk Yud, it says, while Aaron was talking, the cloud came down. Where'd Moshe go? It's as if Moshe exited stage right. Where's Moshe? And then Moshe comes back. Hashem speaks to Moshe. The next Pasuk. Says the Meshech Chachma. Again, maybe it might be obvious, but it's significant. Lepela, source 8. Mashalo Amar Moshe Ba'atzmo. Why didn't Moshe make this statement himself? Ulam yitachen, it's possible. Ki Moshe haya mechin atzmo ledaber im Hashem. Moshe knew he was about to have a revelation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had to prepare himself. He had to prepare himself in the very next pasuk. It says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe. Moshe knew that Hashem was going to give him instructions, and therefore he knew that he had to prepare himself. He told Aaron, you gather them, I have to get ready. Vadibra, Shel Hashem, I take Kidabra la Amr. Right when the Am gathered, he didn't want to have to delay. Okay, Rabosai, you're here. Okay, let me just jump in the mikvah and get ready. No, he didn't want to have any delay. So he tells Aaron to gather them while he goes into the mikvah and does his both gets ready to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo haya lo esli kanes ilu diber ima Am. He wouldn't have had any time. But wait a second. Moshe needed Hachana. Isn't that one of the four differences between Moshe and all the other prophets, all the other Nevi'im? Moshe can speak to Hashem whenever he wants. Right? And Moshe could call he was awake and all the differences. So one of them was that Moshe could talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was always in that state. So what does it mean here that he had to tell Aaron because he had to get ready? Avki Moshe lo haya tzarech hachana, k'moshe amar imdu v'eshma ma'yitzav Hashem, like it says later, Ashri yilud isha shekachu muftach. Praise is the human. Shekoz man she'er rotei medabrem ha'imo, k'far yadua. Read the Rambam, the difference is, here it is, shezeh haya rak achrei matan Torah. Moshe's status as the unique Navi, that only started through Maamad Har Sinai. Before Har Sinai, Moshe was just maybe quantitatively greater, but not qualitatively. And he had to prepare himself. That's why he had to separate from his wife. After, Bishvil Shayim Zumatam, Lekibat Hashem. Yu Yan Sham. Shezeu Shezacha La Karni Hahod. Remember, he came down with the Luchos. His face was shining. She Chomro Lohaya Chotetz Me'uma. Now, his physicality wasn't Chotetz, didn't create any separation. Vahaya Seichel Nivdal. Vidok. Says the Meshech Chachma, the unique status of Moshe Rabbeinu started at Har Sinai. So maybe it's obvious, maybe because Moshe Rabbeinu was before him, he was a nut. But he still took them out of Mitzrayim. He did Kriyas Yamsuf. He did some amazing things beforehand too. But his status changed at Har Sinai. Then he was always in a state of Hachana. The same idea, it popped into my head, that Rav Soloveitchik in one of the Yahrzeit Shiurim, which again, he gave always Gimel Shvat this past week, on his father's Yahrzeit. So he notes that one of the Takanos we know, that of Baba Kama, one of the Takanos of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Ezra is laning. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you look in the Rambam says, now in source number 9, the Rav Soloveitchik quotes it, Moshe Rabbeinu tikin lam Yisrael sheyikorim b'tor b'ravim b'shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu is besakein. To lane every at least 3 days. Kadesh lo yishu shlosh yamim b'lo shmias Torah. So they wouldn't go 3 days without Torah. If you look at the source of this halacha in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis, the language of the Gemara there is, line 7, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem. V'tiknu lahem sheyikorim b'shabbos. The Nevi'im from that door were Misakein, right, to lane every 3 days. So he asked Rav Soloveitchik, why the Rambam or the Gemara? Why does the Gemara say Nevi'im Shebeinehem and the Rambam writes Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nevi'im Shebeinayim. So why didn't the Gemara say that? Or why did the Rambam say that? Yesh la'ayin, that sugya lo nikva, nakva b'shei Moshe. The sugya does not mention Moshe, rak his kira, Nevi'im Shebeinayim. Yesh la'ayin, maybe Aaron and Miriam too. Maybe others. Why the Rambam change it? So you see in the second paragraph, that's like two pages later. They're not straight. Rav Soloveitchik explained that whole drasha is about the status of Moshe Rabbeinu changing and solidifying at Maimon Har Sinai. So Nevi'im Shebeinayim, that's just giving the historical start of the Takana. Moshe wasn't different then. So that's why it says Nevi'im Shebeinayim. When the Rambam wrote the Mishnah Torah, right, thousands of years after Maimon Har Sinai, now it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, you could formulate it because that's his status post-Maimon Har Sinai. When Moshe Rabbeinu re-enacted, so to speak, and re-verified, and re-obligated, that's the better word, re-obligated, every mitzvah had to be re-obligated at Maimon Har Sinai. So when Moshe Rabbeinu helped create the Takana, he was just one of the Nevi'im Shebeinayim. But Har Sinai, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody else with him. Shakriyas HaTorah niskuna tekev achrei kriyas yamsov. Od kodem matan Torah. Ach boru sheyichud ma'amodo shal Moshe hischadish rak b'matan Torah pi akasuf. Only through that, anochi boi lecha. I'm going to come to you ba'av ha'anon v'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam. They're going to believe in you. Hashem promises Moshe. They're going to believe in you from this event. B'chiras Moshe hi totsa'a minasinas HaTorah. The chosenness of Moshe. Mimasha rak al yadon nimsar Torah liYisrael. Right, through him, it was Torah, not just Navi. Torah's Moshe, not just Nevuas Moshe. Ulam kod, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, einav acher, rashal lechadish. You can't change anything based on the Torah, because that's Torah, and not just Nevuah. Ulam kodim lazeh ha'isa malas Moshe, kemalas yeser ha'neviyim. And that's why it changes the Lashon to, Beis Dino, or Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Okay, so the Meshachachma is the same thing, same idea, but he puts it into the Psukim. That's why Moshe needed a few minutes in between. And then you read the Psukim, it fits very beautifully. That Moshe told Aaron, and then Moshe disappears. Pasuk Yud, Moshe's not there. And then all of a sudden, Hashem appears to Moshe in the next Pasuk. He must be, he was getting ready. Okay, final thought for this evening, and that is on Amalek. The story of Amalek at the end of the Parsha. Amalek came to attack us. Go fight. Go fight. And choose people. I'm going to stand here and hold up my staff. And ask the Rav Sternbach in Tam Vadas, why did Moshe go fight? Why did he send Yeshua? You go fight, and I'm going to stay here and hold up my hands. And I'm going to daven. Why did Moshe go? So, Chazal have their answers, but says Rav Sternbach in Source 10. Lama lo halach Moshe lilachim ba'atzmo, v'shalach az Yeshua. Also, why did he take the stick? Moshe held up the stick. Why didn't he give the stick to Yeshua? Amnam nireh, says the Tam Vadas. Tehine milchemes Amalek umidor lador. Every generation fights Amalek. Not just the physical Amalek that wants to annihilate the Jews. The Amalek that means suffix. The Amalek that creates doubt in our emunah. Shebechol dar lo chamim kochos Amalek b'Yisrael. La'vir mi'al datem. In every generation, the kochos of impurity in the world want to be mavir, right? Remove us. Shakol mikre. Ubechol dar v'dar mechuyavim gedol liv nizizo li'lachim b'tumas Amalek. We always have to fight the impure powers, right? We need filters on our lives. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yeshua? You go fight Amalek so that you realize that you don't need Moshe Rabbeinu to fight Amalek. It's not only me that could fight Amalek. I need you to teach all future generations that you can teach Amalek. And I'm going to hold it. I'm not even giving you my stick. You can do it with your own sticks. You, every door. V'hor alana Moshe Rabbeinu, pazeh. Sheshalach as Yeshua. Shegam b'kocho li'lachim Amalek. V'lo rak Moshe v'Aaron. Not just Moshe and Aaron. She'asu as kol amovsim b'kocham. Moshe, Aaron, you can. No. Ela avze sheshimesh l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu's shamish. B'kocho li'lachim Amalek u'le haviso. L'horos lanu. Shebechol dar vador.
to teach us that in every generation, Mesugal Af Bishashimesh Doli Adar, Emenozaz Midarkam, even the students are able to overcome, the students are able to push through. And we have to realize in our generation as well, right, as Rav Soloveitchik also said, An Imam Emunah Shalema, that person could be a successful Torah Jew in Eved Hashem in every generation. And the greater challenges there are, the greater potential there is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. He knows we could do it. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to be able to destroy all the spiritual Amaleks and also the physical Amaleks as well, as we could hopefully bring Shalom al Yisrael. Okay, again, remember the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be traveling, but I really hope to get up at least Yisrael, and I hope Mishpatim too. Truma, I don't think there'll be a shir. There are 16 years worth of Truma online, so feel free, doesn't get old. And Be'ez Hashem, they will pick up the next Wednesday night, I think will be the week after that, the Tzavah.